If that's the pastor halfway. Was literally a robot, and he's like John 13, chapter 6.
That'd be crazy.
He's like loading it up in his head. It means.
That wouldn't work because of how you would get this Holy Ghost.
It's on like, the count of three. You know, everyone.
Oh, I feel it.
Listen, don't ask me because I get the Holy Ghost in random places. I got the Holy Ghost one day in the cafeteria in college.
Was it a
I
word?
Was in a gospel choir.
Okay.
And we were singing For Every Mountain. I don't know what it is about that song. Okay.
That you're just eating lunch.
No, but then I was just singing and then all of a sudden I started shouting. It was so embarrassing because the white people was looking at me, no offense. They was like, they didn't understand what was happening.
He walks out.
Like, it was really weird.
What part of the cafeteria were you at?
By the tables.
Like, by the tater tots?
By the tables, not by the cook, like where they were cooking. Because we had stations in Marletto's.
You see a lot of rap freestyle battles in the lunch tables. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of Holy Ghost catching.
I got the Holy Ghost. And I had forgotten about it until like my homeboy said, like made a post one day. It was like, what's the wildest shit that you've seen like in real time? And then my friend commented under it. Like, yeah, there was a girl that we both know that caught the Holy Ghost.
You remember that?
And I was like, you.
It was me.
Yeah.
Wow, so you went viral, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Okay, it worked. I wasn't sure if I did it right, but we got some of the Scary Squad pulling up.
Hey,
what's happening, Patreons? Happy 2022. I just wanted to show off the background. Look at this. Look at this.
Man, that's fantastic.
Hey, do it like a Joby day.
Shout out to the hard workers at KOS Studios. We bought this not too long ago. And it looks amazing. I'm so sad that Tahir can't be here for the first episode back.
I love the taper.
Yeah.
The taper's great, right? You see how it's like getting all staticky? Yeah. I'm literally blocking it, though.
See, you should have let me sit in the middle.
Yeah.
You would have blocked it, too.
No, your hair is blocking it. I could have... Okay.
Now, like I said,
is that weird? It seems like we're interviewing Dion now.
when I first called the Holy Ghost.
Welcome to Puma Masterclass, guys. All right, cool. Well, you know, like I said, Tahir couldn't join us. He is actually resting for once. I got off the phone with him the other day. He is he's in Jamaica with his wife. And, you know, I'm sure he's eating some oxtails. Plantains.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in Jamaica?
Is Jamaica known for
rice?
Oxtails?
Rice.
Oh, yes. You said rice.
Rice, you know?
Rice.
Cabbage.
Everywhere.
He's just doing all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. He's on a naked beach punishing people right now.
Yeah, I remember telling him about that.
He kept talking about that.
Yeah, he was very excited. And I caught a glimpse of him talking about the his sexual fetish about peeing on people. And
he brings that up a lot.
He likes that. He's into that. Mm-hmm. The kinky stuff.
Yeah.
So stuff. If they're already naked, they're ready to go.
I don't know too much.
There's no preparation.
But I hope everybody had a happy new year. Speaking of peeing on people.
What? You got that from champagne? How'd you get that?
Yeah, there you go. Help me. We have two amazing guests.
Well, what
we always
gotta
have.
What do we got to do with pee?
Huh?
What do we have to do? He's like, I have two guests. Speaking of pee. Like, what?
No, that was more for the happy new year part. Because you never know how people celebrate the ball dropping. Welcome Dion and Dom, double D's in the building. What's happening, y'all?
Literally.
Mine too.
I'm like, oh, literally.
And you got a compliment already. Dom, you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you, sir, or miss.
Hey, the teeth are glowing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you,
the
guys.
Teeth are glowing.
I don't pee on people, but
not yet.
I
Why do you keep bringing that back up? It was just a little punch. It was just a little punch.
I don't think Tahir's ever told me that. That's just weird. Now I'm looking at him and I'm like, you like peeing on people? Like, I must have missed that.
I don't know if he likes peeing on people.
What is the word? No muck in my don't nuck somebody.
Don't yuck my yum.
Don't yuck my yum. That means don't hate on people's sexual.
Oh, I thought you were about to say don't nuck if you not buck or
no,
something. I don't know.
I yuck yums.
Yeah, no, I.
I yuck all the. I mean, if it's yuck.
Yeah.
I think that's not a judgy thing to do. If you tell me that you like,
can you keep a straight face if I'm telling you some nasty stuff? Like, yeah, I like one of these girls. You be like,
It depends. It depends. I mean, I would keep a straight face either way.
Blank, just blank. It would be nothing. Like,
I don't judge it though. I yuck it. I can yuck
people?
It. I've never peed on somebody.
What's the craziest thing you've done?
Oh, we just Topic number one, huh? Craziest thing I've ever done. All right, well, I mean, shoot. Top of the year.
Is that sexually or just life?
Oh, we was talking about peeing on people, so I was just kind of keep it on trend.
That would be weird if I just did life. Fraud. Identity theft. That's the craziest thing I ever did. No, I've never did that.
Embezzled. Chase Bake. Chase Bake.
Craziest thing sexually I've ever done. Man, that's on the spot.
Let me find out you vanilla.
What's that mean?
Kind of like boring in bed, just very like missionary.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
A girl prefers that? Like, I need you to be vanilla.
No, yeah, she was. That wasn't
boring.
A preference.
That's just boring. That, like, you know.
That was a slight. Oh. She was basically saying, let me find out you are boring.
Yeah.
No, I've been doing stuff. I don't be having the same fetishes as, like, a lot of people, like, feet. Mm-hmm. Don't do it for me. I don't see why I would pay somebody's neither. Rent for a picture of their feet.
Pay somebody's rent.
You know what I mean?
Especially, I had somebody suck my toes, and it was the weirdest thing. And I was like,
I've done that before, but
it don't do nothing for
it
me.
It has to be right out the shower. I don't want you to, like,
can't be black feet. Can't be having.
Yeah,
like,
well, of course not. But hair. It was just like, I'm ticklish, and I was just so afraid that I was gonna, like, kick them in the head, like, or in the mouth, and knock the tooth out. Yeah, so
that would be awkward. I don't think I could keep going.
And I was like,
going.
So they don't do nothing for me. I'm gonna need you to stop. Like, I had to say it really fast because I don't want to. Like,
That's funny. The thought of you kicking someone's tooth out.
You good.
In a sexual way.
You good.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah. Feet isn't my thing. But I mean, like, I've used like different toys and stuff on women's.
So you were sleeping with women at multiple at one time?
That's not what I said. Did you see what she got from that?
That's what I heard
from that. Just me saying one word wrong.
Mm-hmm. I probably should have went to law school because you said how I just flipped that.
I don't think.
So
you
what you saying is?
I wouldn't think y'all would let you represent me. But I don't know what's the craziest thing y'all have done. The reason why. We've just had somebody on this show who said that they used to pee into a sippy cup and give it to a dude, and he would drink on the drink it on the freeway. So it's hard for me to just crazy to me can has your, been altered.
Can your that's a lot of ammonia? Like, can your stomach
ammonia?
Like
wow, you just assume that he's drinking Sprite and moonshine.
I mean, if it's healthy pee,
yeah. Like pee, well, pee. It's like that's a lot of pee to drink. Like, it's one thing if your kid, like, you change the diaper and pee gets in your mouth, but it's like, I peed in a sippy cup to give it to this person. Didn't you just
Does
say
that happen?
Didn't you just say
your
somebody
mouth's pee- open and you get sprayed, maybe.
Yeah, that's happened to multiple babies, people. Yeah. My homegirls. It's always
you brought us back to pee several times now.
I do wanna put a pin in it because I can't let this go. You know, baby pee can cure acne. And I hate that someone found that out. Why was a face in the diaper of pee for them to find it out?
Face probably wasn't it. They probably got sprayed.
They was like, what is happening? Why is the perfect clear acne on my face from the pee of pee?
Hey, this search
is
crazy.
Well, they say that about semen, though. You know, so there's like a cookbook that has... requires semen.
Okay, so I guess
you looked it up?
I guess this is the second topic.
Somebody how y'all think my teeth so white?
The funny thing is somebody said...
Why?
I was just joking.
What are you talking about? Wait a second. Is this happening?
Right.
Cancel my dermatology appointment, baby. I'm good. Bring Junior back in here.
Urine facials are a thing. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to dive into this, and then we will move on.
You're welcome.
Because apparently it is a thing. Urine facials. You put it on your face... left to dry, then rinsed away with water, and people swear by the treatment, say it clears the complexion, tightens pores like a toner, can treat psoriasis, eczema, and acne. Now, here's the crazy part. It just says urine. Baby urine has not been clarified, so now that's just on my search
engine.
Maybe
they think baby urine's like, I mean, they're not drinking all of the shit that we're drinking.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, here's a forum. I wipe my baby's diaper on my face, as I've heard that baby urine helps clear up acne. Is this true? If so, is it worth it?
She did it first.
And
she did
ass.
It first in acne.
Well, that's what I was like, wait a second. I said
if not,
please disregard.
If please not, disregard. Stop, please.
And I'm glad you clarified my baby versus a random baby. Sweetheart, can I have that diaper, please?
I just could. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it kind of makes sense. Like that they're, because again, baby, pure.
Yeah.
Like urine is toxins.
That's what, but that's what I was saying. Because I swear, okay, so it's waste. Know I'm hard of hearing.
All the answers underneath is like, no, what are you talking about?
you said the lady, the girl peed into the cup on the show and she gave it to somebody to drink on
their
way to work.
She didn't do it on the show.
She didn't do it on the show. Distinct clarification that did not happen on the show.
Yes. No, she did not. Y'all knew what I was saying. Y'all knew I said. Okay, y'all knew damn well that
urine
girl didn't pee in here.
Urine is high in urea, which is a natural exfoliant that helps soften skin and break down the top layer of skin cells. That's from someone named Dr. Garara. So, wash your baby. Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm not going to give any advice, but I mean, it says it on the internet, so it must be true, right?
I just know semen to do that. Like, I've heard that. Like, if you look up the cookbook and all this stuff, yes. Like,
what cookbook?
There's a cookbook where a lady wrote a cookbook and it requires certain amounts of semen. Yeah. Like, semen is another thing that is known to clear skin. If someone with a healthy diet, I would say that. So, if your dude is eating, you know, McDonald's or Rallies every day, which I do enjoy Rallies.
Stay away from
don't
that.
You say don't swallow or put their semen on your face.
Why do all the men have acne now?
Like you don't want that double cheeseburger finish?
I mean that's I mean and a lot of y'all don't be drinking water, so See? Told
it's,
you.
It's called Natural Harvest.
Mm-hmm. They try to make it sound nice.
Look at this. A collection of semen based recipes.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, what is this?
I have a friend that would, you know, put her guy's stuff on her face. I was like, well, I believe in the properties working inside out, so I would prefer to, but because I just don't picture myself. It's like the same thing with the pee diaper. I don't foresee myself putting a diaper.
Bro, there's a handbook called Semenology, and it's called the Semen Bartender's Handbook, which is for mixologists. That's if you want an exotic fruit juice or a rare spirit.
This is why porn stars never have cocktails. Acne. This is why porn stars never have acne.
They're wearing makeup.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, what?
How
did we come to this as a people?
We just learned the properties of
what does that add? Like, if you're making a drink with it, what does it add to the? What does it add?
Protein.
I guess.
Protein.
It adds semen. Why?
Could you imagine, like, why is it not stirring up? It's like the.
Or imagine, like, a bartender who wasn't in on it, and then somebody was just like, bro, there's no cup in my own old fashioned. What are you doing? There's not a load in here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you down that rabbit hole, but yeah, sorry.
And what's the shelf life? Does it have to be
fresh? Are they doing this with the towel on the shoulder? You come here often?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like some old orange juice. It'd be all thick at the bottom. All. Oh, you coming in?
Add a little mint.
Fresh. Very
little
fresh.
Zest. Oh, I forgot the semen.
Semen concentrate. Got it in the freezer. You ever seen the can of like orange juice? It's like real thick like Jell-O.
Yeah, from concentrate. I mean, but do you know how much like semen, like a horse semen? I think it's like a stallion. Like how much their semen is worth?
Yeah,
with these bags you keep running. I can't keep up. I'm still on the cookbook.
I'm sorry.
Slow down. Slow down. You're too much information.
Like you know, a little kid. Like one day I'm going to have a weird rabbit hole. So, sorry.
Have you ever wondered when it get wondered?
Okay, so.
Don't get it in your eye.
This is what I just wanted to know why. Why people cook with semen. Semen is not only nutritious, but it also has a wonderful texture and amazing cooking properties. Like fine wine and cheeses, the taste of semen is complex and dynamic.
Complex.
Semen is inexpensive to produce.
Yeah.
It really said that.
Yeah.
And is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants.
Yeah.
And,
hello. Is that just because there's people with
the
semen?
The fact that they said, it's available in the restaurant. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Let's be clear. We also want this semen to be clean. So right. if you got something, yeah. don't come in here trying to give us that either. We know we good. We good. Clean.
Yeah.
Clean semen. It's like having clean pee nowadays.
Right.
That's
you,
crazy.
Can you have a COVID cum?
They said that you could get COVID.
How from can your sex? Penis get yeah. COVID?
I feel like it, by the time you're having sex, you probably got it in a yeah. bunch of other ways anyways.
Right. Yeah.
Damn, I'm really like looking at this. Like the people are really adding semen to the mix, like hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
you missed out on a whole
guys.
Bunch.
I'm sorry, guys.
Out a whole bunch of straight men that's not gonna be participating in this. They're like, yeah, I'm not gonna have that. I'm fine. I don't want that on my cake. Now I'm gonna pass on that cum cake.
Let's pass on.
Hey,
the cum cake.
It does great yeah. things for your skin. Helps it glow.
Yeah, but we're gonna pass on that.
I'm down to pass on that. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you guys. So, since when Tahir's not here, I gotta do the ads and stuff. Mm-hmm. My transition game is trash.
Okay.
So I do improvisation skills.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just gonna be a traveling salesman, going door to door. You guys can be in the same house for whatever reason mm-hmm. you want. You know, that's just up to you guys and your improv.
Okay.
Genius. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to transition. It.
Oh, okay. Because we were like, okay, we
no,
was
no,
ready
no,
to go.
No, I mean, because we were talking about the cookbook and then the semen. And then speaking of cooking, commercial break.
Hey, baby, I get it. Go ahead and keep that cup ready. I'm about to get ready. How you doing, sir?
Oh, you opened the door. Hey, what's going on, Dion? How you doing, man?
You know my name. Hey, you must be a salesman.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I came with your HelloFresh box order.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't order HelloFresh?
I think
it's actually, that's for me across the way.
Oh, okay.
That's my package.
Well, actually nobody ordered it because I'm going door to door selling you HelloFresh. Are you sick of just processed, nasty food?
Yes.
Are you sick of post-mating all this expensive food?
Yes.
Are you sick of not knowing how to cook?
Yes.
Man, do I have the product for you. HelloFresh, with this, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep like I just did. Skip them trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You like that? You like being number one?
I'm impressed, yes.
Do you like being number one? HelloFresh likes
one.
It. Okay, great. Well, now that it's New Year, 2022, it's a great time for us to focus on what's important to us, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness. HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. I do it all the time. HelloFresh made me a chef. Michelin.
Fantastic. Keep talking.
Thank you.
And yet you still never
Don't
invite me over to dinner.
Don't forget dessert. You like dessert, dog?
I love dessert.
You like some, just a nice little, you like a good cupcake?
With buttercream?
Well, then if you like dessert, we ain't gonna forget it. Satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal, limited time goodies like Dunkaroos, cookie dough, or Vanilla Delight cheesecake. Come on. Come on, HelloFresh. You ain't even have to do it to them like that. So join HelloFresh. I have been doing it myself. It's been great. I've been learning how to cook. I've been making firecracker meatballs and whatnot.
Yay.
Some dill pickle zest chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
We see you. Yeah. We see you.
Come on.
And I'll be hungry watching your stories.
Oh, well, thank HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. So here's a call to action. Go to HelloFresh.com/DIYS16 and use the code DIYS16 for up to 16 free meals.
Yay!
And 3 free gifts.
Ooh.
Just gifts. HelloFresh is out here giving out gifts.
Right.
So all you got to do, HelloFresh.com/DIYS16. Wow. Use the code DIYS16 for up to 16 free meals and up to 3 gifts. Go now.
Okay.
America's number one meal kit. And this one's on the house, guys. Huh.
What?
You're welcome,
it's
guys.
It's after Christmas and I'm still getting gifts.
Well, time to disappear into the distance.
Okay. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
So you guys think like a black girl. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh doesn't, you guys don't have to use that. HelloFresh. All right.
How'd he come up with that name?
Hello.
Hello. So 2022 is weird already. Real quick, we got to just give a rest in peace to your girl, Betty White, man. She was like the oldest thing in our culture.
Yeah.
And she was killing it.
Yeah.
And still relevant. That's the thing.
And it wasn't, she was still in movies and stuff like that. And she had actually just had an interview that went viral where she was just like, the key to me living so long is I avoid the green stuff. I don't eat vegetables and stuff like that. So
don't listen to her.
Bad advice.
Don't listen to her.
She still made it to 99. That's still pretty good. Yeah. I mean, you can take that advice.
The first 50 years of her life was organic food. Then they start processing the shit out of it.
I would still eat your vegetables, but rest in peace, Betty.
When grandma and grandpa were like, we used to eat this all the time. Like, yes, because it was actually cow. It was actually, hamburgers was actually 100% meat. Beef.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, because back in those times, you had to chase your apples and vegetables.
Chase your apples.
Yeah, my chase your fruits and vegetables down and get them yourselves.
No, seriously, my daddy knows how to farm. He grew up, like, they would go to his uncle's house in the summer, and they would farm. And my grandma had a chicken for real. Like, I remember my grandma having a chicken.
Chicken for real.
Like, shut up.
You ever milked a cow?
I have never milked a cow.
You ever milked a cow? You ever milked a cow?
She was a big one. My ex-girlfriend.
It's just funny because... Okay, so not technically, but yes, I have milked a cow.
Literally?
Anyway, so yeah.
I don't get what you're saying. Were you making the same joke?
It was a nice joke off the tail end of what we were talking about.
I couldn't tell if it was like part of that sexual stuff or you were like...
You did say the
horse sperm was a lot of money, so I didn't know if you were talking about like, not technically.
Oh, no. Okay, so I watched that video. That was a video I watched on Business Insider. Okay.
You know what video? What video?
There was a video where I learned that on Business Insider.
The Jackass did it too.
Oh, with the horse semen.
Yeah.
And it shows how they get it out?
Yeah, they
it's crazy.
It's like a whole thing, and it costs like into the millions.
Is old McDonald dead? Because they say old McDonald had as in like, is he no longer alive? Or did
no, it's old
IRS...
McDonald has a farm.
No, it's had a farm. He had a farm.
Did they take the farm from him?
The corporations came through and took it.
The industry.
Yeah, old McDonald had a farm.
The government took his farm.
Is old McDonald dead?
And on that farm, he had.
Yeah, like he's no longer a part of this organization no more. He had a farm.
He had a farm.
It's a deeper story.
He's a veteran.
Old McDonald was a homeless person.
Yeah.
He telling people like, I used to have chickens. I say, what? All right.
That's where the E-I-E-I-O comes from. That makes sense. E-I-E-I-O. Old McDonald's fell off.
Hey, old McDonald, tell us a story. I once had a pig, and it went oink, oink, oink.
Why old McDonald lose his farm? What they say?
Old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. There's no other verses, right? That's it.
There's no hidden verse. Here a cow, there a cow, everywhere. Wait, here a moo, there a
with
moo,
a
everywhere
moo-moo
a moo
here and a moo moo there. But ain't damn.
Old McDonald was crazy as hell.
The song, okay, so it was written by Thomas D'Urfey.
Big Farm took it from him.
Is that old?
Yeah, it was a powdered wig looking nigga. Crazy, right? He really sat there and watched, wrote that.
1706.
In 1706.
Jesus.
People, when that dropped, probably went crazy.
What? He said, using vowels on my ass. He using vowels.
That is the sound the cow makes.
I cannot.
With the moo moo here. They do moo.
E-I-O.
I didn't know it was that old.
Well, then it redropped when they recorded it for the first time in 1925. Because they didn't record it in 1706. You couldn't record things.
So he was performing this?
McDonald had a farm.
This was on tour?
They didn't record this.
E-I-E-I-O.
He had 13 verses. What else we got in here? We got squirrels. Old McDonald. And the squirrels said,
Wait, do that one more time. What's the sound?
He,
the face?
Was he going on tour with this?
Like, seriously.
Play Old McDonald!
Somebody said, they said, do what the fox say. He said, I don't know what the fox say.
Hang on, is this an early version? Say?
In the fields, in frost and snow.
Oh, is this an early version? Nigga, no.
Oh, my gosh. How did we get here?
The earliest variant of the... It's called In the Fields, in Frost and Snow. It was bars before it was dumbed down for the machine.
The white man.
He's the white man. He is the white man. here's the original old McDonald House farm.
Yeah, that's a good question.
He don't look like it at all.
He don't look like it. His hair is nice.
He looked like a musician though. That's not his hair. That's a wig.
I mean, but it's clearly it's like a wig. A whole
you can
look.
See the baby hairs.
I mean, it's a whole look.
He ain't got no edges.
I thought that was his hand on this, but that's his collar.
That's his collar. All right, here's the original old McDonald in the fields in frost. I'm going to try to do the same melody. In the fields in frost and snows, watching late and early. There I keep my father's cows. There I milk 'em yearly. Booing here, booing there. Here a boo, here there a boo, everywhere a boo. We defy all care and strife in a charming country life. Yeah. All right, that'll double as our intro song. So I also forgot we did that.
It was written for an opera, they think.
So can you do that again? But in what note is not in Soprano? Do it in Soprano.
She said, why? He had a face like,
because
why
he said it's
this?
Made for opera. So give us it again.
In the fields in frost and snows, watching late and early. I can't go that high.
Yeah, yeah.
There I keep my father's cows where I milk them yearly. He tried it with yearly and early. Yeah. He tried it with that. So maybe he gave the cows and all that stuff to his son, because he's talking about it's from the father's point of view. Damn, there's hella verses. There's hella unknown verses. Look up old McDonald and you can see. Because he was old McDougal at one point.
Well, because it originated in Britain, Ireland, and North America. It kind of split once it disseminated after it was recruited. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that was probably like an Irish interpretation.
Yeah, there's an Ozark version that's old Missouri had a mule.
It was old Michael McDonald. He was like, I can't forget how your E-I-E-I-O.
What was this Ozark version, 1922?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means, to be honest. I don't even know where the Ozarks are.
They really are in Missouri.
Missouri.
It's Missouri.
Yeah. It's really in Missouri. We would go there in this, like for Memorial Day or Labor Day.
All I have to say is McDonald.
And it looks just how it is on the show. Jeez. Very sketchy.
That is crazy.
Big
that he
Farm
got.
took his
Big
Farm.
Big Farm.
He did.
Big Farm. That's so dope.
Then took his farm.
I really have. Can you cook with? Why cook with semen all over my
computer. Face? What?
You got those tracking cookies now, Pat.
All right. Let's talk about some weird stuff that's going on in 2022.
As if we haven't talked about enough weird stuff.
Yeah, but you know this is crazy.
The remix.
Asteroids coming. I feel like every year.
Don't look up.
Every
that's
year.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, like,
crazy.
Really?
That was the first thing. Hey. asteroid more than twice the height of Empire State Building will make a close encounter with Earth, going 43,000 miles per hour on January 18th. So, plan ahead. January 18th, asteroid.
They won't even tell us, because they know that it's going to be chaos.
What do you mean?
If a meteor was coming towards us and it was like, it's going to be here in 7 days, this crime is going to happen. Because they were like, we're going, if it's like a...
You think niggas would want a TV real quick?
I mean, they're going to be...
If you've never had one, you get 7 days.
7 days of Netflix.
It's going to be a lot
That's
of...
funny.
I didn't want to go with rape, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of... If this is my only chance, I got to do this. Because if we're going to die, you're not going to steal money. It's like, I can't buy nothing. It's like I gotta punch my boss in the face. You're gonna do anything that's no repercussions. The thing is, they be like, we you do like, you're like, we fixed it. You be like, oh, sorry, boss, can I still have my job back?
Well, I mean, you could miss. The asteroid can miss. It's
you
possible.
Just took it to like the craziest extreme.
Yeah, I was thinking dinosaurs and stuff. Like, imagine
we're still gonna be alive.
What?
Like it hit and we're still gonna be alive.
We'll be alive for a little bit.
I'm thinking of like, Don't Look Up.
Oh, but I never considered, like, maybe just, like...
Annihilation.
Like, what if, like, we just lost the continent and that was it? Like, if it hit Australia.
Ain't no way. It's going to be tsunamis. Yeah. If you knock out a continent, it's going to be so much more.
It'd be a little different.
It'd be a lot of different.
I feel, like you said, like, there's, like, after effects, like tsunamis.
Right.
Like, all of that. That is my biggest fear. I have nightmares about that all the time. Like
tsunamis?
Like the rapture or something, the end of the world.
What's your idea of the rapture?
I'm always in Las Vegas, so I tend to stay away.
Making you be sinning?
Like, no, God, no.
I'm like,
that's so poetic. I'm gonna die in Sin City.
Yeah, like I'm for some reason I'm always in Las City. Vegas,
this is and the then sugar, I see this is sugar,
like
Jesus,
this
is
huge
sugar.
Wave of like water, and you know, like and so you're like, what the hell is going on? Because there's like no water around Vegas. So that's what I always see. I always
tsunami in Vegas. That is scary.
Yeah.
You know what's terrifying is hearing a sheet of birds coming over the sky.
Like they're running from something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're that's like, how you know.
And
you
see like, a sheet.
Yeah. You could just it's like a flock? Pouring over. I had to say sheet because you can't even see the sky no more.
Oh okay. No, that was good word painting. Okay.
Yeah. So you just see any like, and then you just kind of feel the ground moving.
Yeah.
That's
and
hilarious.
Then like, and you over there twerking for somebody, and then you just see like one person that knows like it's here. You like, what's here? What direction I need to go? Like, that's my, like, close you're the last one to figure it out. Like,
back in time. No, for real. Like, you see them birds, that's it. I'm like, I'm going where they going.
I always like how in scenes like that, they look at the person, and then they're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
And they see the tsunami, like, that wouldn't be first.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, what did you say real quick? Oh, that. Let's run.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't know how, like there's still, we don't know how deep the ocean is. Like, there are so many.
I mean, I know the exact number, but I looked it up. Like, they had this thing that said you can put, like, it was like 3,600 Empire State Buildings.
Oh, that creepy animation that just keeps going down and down and down. I don't like it. I hate those.
And it was like, it can go to the deepest part of the ocean.
Like, but what if it's deeper than that? Like, yeah, there's
like deeper than
Rick
rap.
Ross's album?
Listen, I'm just saying, like, we think about how, like, animals that they're just still, oh, this creature washed up ashore, and, like, those things freak me out. Like, I'm afraid of the water, but I will still go a certain distance, unlike you, sir. I
don't go any distance. Yeah.
You don't, and I don't know how you be out on boats, but whatever.
That's on top. That's on.
But it can, something can top, happen, though. Something can happen, and then it could go under.
Yeah, that's scary. But I don't
like
I don't
think
put
about when we was on the boat and then
space.
We knew that it was like kelp stuck into the propellers. And we was like, I was like low key freaking out for real. I was scared.
I mean,
but I'm just saying, like, I think about stuff like that and the unknown.
Well, the unknown is scary, but the known is even scarier because there's a damn asteroid coming at us. And I don't know what that means. It's just like, all right, life might end on January 18th. It might not. That's just a weird headline to throw at people.
And it's weird that
you're
saying like
it's hitting us or that it's just going to go close encounter.
It says,
you're like, it's going to hit Chicago. That's it. We're good.
Measuring more than twice the size of Empire State Building will speed. Oh, it might be a close encounter. It won't happen again for 200 years.
Can we see it? Will we be able to see it in the sky?
Can we break it, please?
So look.
Let's see. God. Let's see where is it going to
be. I
got to
get my master's in March. Can we please break it?
I turned 35 in February. Let me make it there, okay?
Hey, Betty White didn't get to see any of this, so don't complain.
I don't know. Who was there to watch it? Like, no.
What, Betty White?
Like, see her passing. Like, she was like, it's time.
Dang, probably your family. You probably dark today, Dion.
No,
you okay?
I mean, was it a secret or was she in the hospital?
No, I don't think she was in the hospital.
Did they say how she passed?
No, she probably just was like, I'm
if you're 99, it's just like,
honestly,
I don't think you need to say.
Yeah, just like, okay. This,
life.
I think she probably just went in her sleep and was just like.
This is life.
Because like the day before.
Which is the ideal way to go is you just fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. Because they was just talking about her, like, the day before, like, Ryan Reynolds had tweeted something
3 days she had an interview with them. And then they had the magazine that was ready to publish when she turned 100. And they have all
Damn
the
it.
Copies they can't release now.
Oh, are you serious?
They were ready for her to turn 100.
That's lit. A whole magazine is, like, ready for your birthday.
you know what's funny but also dark is when you see these, like, award shows having all these tributes to legends like Stevie Wonder, like Dionne Warwick, they're like, they about to die soon, so let me go ahead and give them like a little tribute and let them sing and stuff. You see, you know, they have like newer artists singing like older artists stuff, and they sitting there watching that like they giving like tribute to Diana Ross and like all these like old veteran singers. They be like, they about to die soon. So
you think that's how the Illuminati does it?
No, the Illuminati. No, I because they try to get ahead of like we did this for them in 2018.
Let's honor them.
Or
while they're
it's
still.
Like. let's just do right by you and like give you your props. Like,
yeah, that's
but
what
not,
it is.
But no, but
versus
I just,
like, damn, she died without giving her a tribute.
And then you, then they're just running it all day on BET,
running old videos and stuff.
But yeah, the real quick, the asteroid, 4:51 p.m. EST on January 18th, we will be able to see it. Hopefully, it doesn't hit us. I'd be thinking it'd be. All asteroids might hit us. What if it like? What if it hits something else and then kind of like, you know, like a bumper?
What if it hit the moon?
They usually hit the moon. That's why the moon's there. It actually blocks asteroids and minis. That's why it's got craters on it. And that.
So is
cool.
That why?
Cool.
It's an asteroid deflector. Yeah.
That's cool as hell.
We need more moons.
Yeah.
We only have like six moons.
We only actually watch, I think, like less than 20% of the actual sky we're actually actively observing. I think, or something like that. Like, it's not a very large portion that we have actually satellites that are viewing what's going on. So things could come at us, and we would not know.
That is strange.
I'm weird when it comes to astrology. Is the moon bigger than the Earth, or is it smaller?
Smaller. The moon is the piece
of
the Earth.
Smaller.
Well, theoretically, there's a theory that it's a piece of the Earth, and that the asteroid that hit killed the dinosaurs actually broke a piece off of the Earth, and that's what formed the moon. Because when they went to the moon, all the minerals and that were the same. And like, why are all the minerals here the same? And the theory is that it's a piece of Earth.
Whoa. Do we really think they went to the moon, though? I know that that's...
We've been down there.
I know.
Right,
I was like,
podcast.
I know we. This has come
I
up
so many
times. I
think we went to the moon. There's been some dissenting
Shut
opinions.
Up,
so we'll...
I'm like, is that video real? Are there really cool...
What is the moon a spinoff?
Because if it should look like a bit of the Earth, then. It should look like... Land.
I mean, it's
no,
circle.
Not necessarily.
It's
not,
a circle?
Yeah, it could be rock.
It was just rock.
It was just rock.
And then there's
so it
no
could be like a mountain.
There's no atmosphere. There's
it
mountains
could.
On the moon.
So if it was the Earth, like it had like a cone head, and then it broke off like that.
No, I think it was a piece that broke off, and because the Earth is spinning, it will eventually reshape into a circle itself. Because of centripetal force.
It was called the Big
or
Splash.
It's flat, and it's a piece.
No,
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 I'm just
no.
Flat.
God dang it! It's called the Big Splash. Or the Theia impact suggests that the moon formed from the ejecta of a collision between proto-Earth and a Mars-sized planet.
That word 4.5 is coming to play a lot today.
Billion years ago. This is called the giant impact hypothesis. And apparently it melted nearly all the Earth and Theia melted and reformed as one body with a small part of the new mass spinning off to become the moon.
Hmm. Science is so intriguing.
That's crazy.
And interesting, yet scary all at the same time.
Moon origin stories. Who knew? I thought it was just like our homie. I thought some planets just got a moon.
And how is showing your butt titled moon? Like, because this is supposed to be your pants, and that's supposed to be your...
Because the full moon? I don't get it either.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What really bothers me is, why isn't dinosaurs in the Bible?
You know what bothers me?
They just skip right over that. And they never talk about the bones or nothing. Like, hey, I seen a long neck horse. Like, they're scribing something that, you know what I'm saying? They never said.
You're about to start something.
Wait, if weren't humans and dinosaurs never alive at the same time?
So dinosaurs before?
Yeah.
I think so.
So in the beginning, God created heaven and
earth,
right?
And the earth was without form.
Right. Mm-hmm. So was that the dinosaur right there?
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and earth?
And then he was like, man, them dinosaurs didn't work out. Let me try Adam and Eve.
But
I don't know.
He don't mention anything like, hey, that kind of played around with some animals. Never mind. And then it said, now I'm
I didn't read
man.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
And maybe it talks about all that in detail. Maybe it talks about the land before time, Littlefoot, all that stuff.
I mean, but isn't the Garden of Eden technically...
What?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
Prehistoric?
Well, I mean... Okay, so we understand that life in...
You're really trying to mesh religion and science, and it's not
it's
working
not
for
work.
You guys.
It's never going to work.
I've asked my pastor that. He has said, I don't know. But what I can say is, he's like, in between verses 2 and 3, he said there was chaotic. It was dark. It was void. And that could be a
summed
description
up billions
of
years with
summed
chaos.
It up. Man, that was chaos. That was crazy.
That was a long time.
That was a bunch of crazy giant monsters that were made that ate each other, and then a rock froze everything. That's chaotic.
Very chaotic.
That's very chaotic.
not as chaotic as them creating a woolly mammoth in the
They're
lab.
Trying to bring it back.
And trying to...
Well, you saw they found the one embryo of a dinosaur completely
Yeah, I saw that. I don't understand. Why are y'all so fascinated with bringing Jurassic Park back? Do you think that's a good idea? And I'm looking at you because it's distant.
I mean, that would be crazy if we brought back a dinosaur and then got hit with an asteroid again. And they were just like, oh! You brought me back for this shit.
I just don't understand. This is not.
We've got bigger problems to deal with.
We really do. Like ending world
that would
hunger,
be a crazy
getting over a
canceling
pandemic.
Student debt.
I know, right? That would be wild to add to our problems. Like black people, we got to deal with police brutality and raptors. Yeah. Like,
just don't create another
Facebook
problem
feed.
For us.
All right, so we were talking about the moon. The moon has craters. You don't want your face to have craters. Transition commercial break.
Hey.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, this is crazy. Oh, hold on. Somebody at the door, baby. Hold on.
Oh, God. Dion, what's wrong with your face?
Me and my wife, never. It's beside the point. Continue.
Oh, man, that's wild. I just came over to borrow a cup of sugar, but now I got to tell you about Curology. Man, oh, man, it's a lifesaver. It is a lifesaver.
Keep talking.
Okay. Curology is probably my favorite skincare regimen that I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? If you want ultra easy skincare that's actually made for your skin, mm-hmm. you're too dumb. Your skin looks good, but just listen. Curology is the way to go. You'll get a custom prescription cream made for you by a dermatology provider for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. You start by taking a short online skin quiz, and if it's a good fit, they'll ship you your formula right to your door. Does that sound great?
That sounds fantastic.
You could have opened the door to Curology instead of me talking to you.
Yep.
That would have been so much better, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So much better. So I personally, you know, I get the moisturizer. You know, I also get the nighttime one. You know, I get the one that I can just apply right after the shower. It's just three things. You know, it's not confusing. You know, a lot of them are confusing. It's not confusing.
I'm a fan of exfoliation.
Exfoliation? Yeah. And it's going to leave you glowing. It's going to leave you shining. We've been rocking with it for a while. Tahir uses it as well.
Do they have an eye cream? Lots of people need eye cream.
They got stuff for almost everything. You just take the skin quiz, tell them what you need, tell them what you want. They're going to send you the formula that's right for you, all right? Whether it's a refresher, whether it's something for skin texture, you know what I mean? Anything. They got you, all right? So you can get you your own Curology regimen yourself. Get you a laptop, get you some internet, and go to curology.com/DIYS and just get a free 30-day trial. Just try it out. Your skin will thank you. All you got to do is pay $5 for the shipping and handling, and that's it. Try it out. curology.com/DIYS. Get your free 30-day trial, and you can cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Can I get the sugar, though?
Was that word you just said?
The sugar?
Oh, yeah.
You get the sugar?
Sugar to go.
All right. Thank you. Let's get back into it. The fact that we're going into 2022 with a TikTok restaurant.
Oh.
Y'all ready to be woeing into flavor?
Let's do it.
And, you know, doing the challenging yourself to some meals.
Let's hear it.
Okay. They're planning to open a new restaurant. About 300 locations are planned about March. With 1,000 expected by the end of 2022.
Sheesh.
It's looking like it's giving burger, wings, nachos, American food, you know?
TikTok kitchen.
It's very strange. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, never had a Facebook kitchen, never had an Instagram
TikTok
kitchen.
TikTok don't sound delicious, though.
It don't.
No. Like saying Facebook smoothie.
You want to go to TikTok?
You want to Facebook smoothie?
Face what?
I just had a stroke. I can't feel my toes.
Wow. So yeah, I guess that's on the TikTok. You're not trying to go to lunch in the talk. People be doing dances, or the waiters.
No, I'm not interested. Because, like, going out, especially in this day and age, is a treat. I don't want to be annoyed by some girl doing a dance routine or...
Seems that'd like be dope if you get, like, coupons. If you do this latest trend, you can get $5 off. And they'd be like, ah! And then they record themselves, and then that location is reposting your
That's
video.
Like a workaround. That means I have to work for my food. I'm not fan
that
to
is
those
weird
type
to dance
of places.
For your food.
I mean, I was trying to tie together of the TikTok.
I get
it,
but I don't
it.
Want it.
Yeah. You want $5? Dance.
You want yeah. five? You want like, you want an appetizer?
It's literally
put your hands on my
clothes.
So that's a hard pass. Very hard pass.
Very yeah, hard pass.
I don't want my technology and food to mix. There's nothing that I can think of that sounds. I've had technology and food together that sounds great, like a some Instagram fries, or you know,
no.
Snapchat sloth.
I don't know. Snapchat sliders might be kind of. I don't know.
No, I just
Instagram
it,
eggs.
It just sounds like it's food that's not
Insta eggs.
Edible.
Insta eggs.
Huh? I feel like it sounds
it just
like
looks
food.
Perfect and you can't eat it.
Yeah, I'm like right. It looks like food that's
social
not edible.
Social media
food
in the metaverse.
But what it will do is have people take pictures of the thing and then post it on TikTok, which will be promoting their food.
Yeah, it's a free store with very free advertising.
Free advertisement. Yep. Hey, I'm here at TikTok.
Right. There's probably going to be a photo op. Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like it's going to be annoying, but I'll postmate it cuz they got the money to get some good food. And I feel like
this is real quick. So what I found out is the reason why TikTok is probably doing this is because they're trying to stay relevant because they're taking a page out of what was going through with Facebook. Because Facebook, they said that their customers are becoming obsolete. There's no new customers. All their customers are getting older, but there's no newer customers because all the newer customers
are on different apps.
Like Instagram. So they're getting old. That's why Facebook has switched over to the metaverse. They're trying to catch up to like Oculus and trying to get ahead of where we're going.
And get the younger audiences which are now being introduced to this VR and
right.
World. But in a minute, like when I think about things like that, I think about how The Sims had a huge hold on me. Like I was like waking up.
You were a Sims fan?
I would play The Sims all day, every day.
I can see that.
Building houses, the cheat codes, and all of that. So I have like a gajillion dollars, like creating this perfect life with the perfect family. And
sad.
I'm just saying. I think about how obsessed that and Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Ooh, that was dope. I loved Roller Coaster Tycoon.
And it was crazy because you can build the roller coaster and then something could go wrong and it just flies off the tracks and then you just see
people died in my park.
People died. Oh, you had 30 people today die on
I liked messing with the concessions and collecting money and stuff like that.
Or have you ever told somebody to go somewhere and then you'd delete it and then they go and they're kind of looking
You basically
around.
Get to build an amusement park from scratch and you kind of just see. What's cool about these simulations is it sounds boring, but you kind of see how things work. And it's obviously gamified, but you have to, take things that you never took into account, like the maintenance of the ride or like the people who walk around and clean stuff or like the concessions. And you literally keep building and building and building until you get your own Disneyland.
So you're a little god. You're really like this.
That's the whole thing. That's like a Sims too.
Yeah, Sims world. Is like that.
How y'all doing out there? Y'all enjoying yourself? I did this. Just know that, all right?
But I think about how obsessed you were. Like there was a time and people are going to stop interacting with each other in a second. Like, when people keep talking about, the metaverse and all of this stuff, I'm like, now y'all put in, clothing and all these other layers to it. I'm like, y'all really just don't want us to fuck with each other, do y'all?
I mean, they're dropping bread on digital real estate, and that's the craziest thing to me. Because I get, you have a little avatar and you pay for him to have, a cool shirt, but, paying $2 million for digital real estate is crazy to me, but it's also dang, someone would only do that if there's some big crazy stuff about to happen.
Yeah,
so.
That's that.
Because imagine if the metaverse is like a Grand Theft Auto city, and it's hey, let's meet up at the Beverly Center. It's I haven't paid for rent to that location.
I haven't paid for the Beverly Center,
and now all your friends are in there. Damn it, dude, I can't. Well, what's in there? And it's I have to pay to get inside that club.
Right.
That's what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really easy to do because they've been easing it into like just with what you were doing with Sims, and then how Grand Theft Auto kind of became that, and you can Grand Theft Auto isn't really about like jacking cars anymore and stuff. Like people have jobs and stuff there and are making like compounds and selling like drugs and all this kind of stuff. So
really?
They're really like prepping us for it. So once it's the metaverse, have you ever seen like any like sandbox gameplay or
yeah,
all these
hilarious.
Things? It's crazy, but it's like the graphics are like
very
cartoony.
Generic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like you're going through these things and going to all these shops. So that'll be first, and then they'll drop a game where it's completely realistic, and right. then it's like, okay, now I can be somebody who kind of looks just like me anyways, and then you get a version that looks just like me, or just you could be somebody else, and now it's the Matrix.
Hold up.
Eventually
hold
it will
up.
Be indistinguishable. Eventually.
Hold up. I just had this weird...
It has to be.
What if... This is weird. What if... There is a, you had a relationship in the metaverse, but you find out that it's an older woman who is a younger person in the metaverse, underage. Is that like statutory?
Your mind always goes to the extreme.
So like a kid makes an account and has an avatar that's older than them?
No, that's catfishing.
Yeah, right. That's catfishing.
If you find out and you're just like, yo, get away. Like, I mean... I feel like that's happening now.
But in real life, she's like 40, but it's like, hey, I know guys like underage women.
Oh, so she's playing an avatar of somebody.
Right.
Oh,
oh,
so you're flipping
the
it.
Opposite.
You're flipping it.
Yeah, so is that illegal? It's like she's a little girl.
In the metaverse.
Right. So is that illegal? Or it could be reversed. Like, what if it's a younger person who's playing an older person, you had a relationship with that person, and it's like, hey, I actually falling in love with this person in the metaverse, and it's like, that's catfishing. But what I'm saying is like, could it be...
Reverse.
Yes, I would think it would be illegal.
Would it be problematic if someone was playing a younger avatar? And
right.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if somebody signed into the video game and was like, oh, what's up? I want to be with you because your avatar is a little kid and I like little kids.
There's a lot of
they
people
were,
like
they were a menace before the metaverse. They were probably going to do some wild shit anyway. But that is, I mean... It's going
it
to be so much
laws.
It's going to be so many weird
they
laws.
They would have to do something to protect kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you die in the metaverse?
I don't think so. I don't
I
think
mean,
it's
you
that
can die
game.
In The Sims.
I don't think it's a game. It's like an environment.
It's not like there's violence or anything. Like you're just like running around in it. It's
driving?
Really interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's
why would you want to drive if you can just teleport wherever you want to be?
Oh, yeah, it's not
I've never been inside. Pause.
It's like it's not really like Grand Theft Auto. It looks like Fortnite. But you're just kind of like, I mean, it just looks like a video game. But you're walking around and you see other avatars with names above them. And like the version that I saw, you could go into like these art shows and people's like NFTs.
That's
were,
where people are. That's kind of the first step NFTs. Is the NFT thing is kind of the first step into this metaverse. Is now that's like the stuff you got. That's your stuff.
In terms of a game, it's not fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
It's
just showing off things that you have.
It's going
in
there
medium.
To be in there.
Yeah.
Like everybody in there is just like, this is my avatar. This is what I have. This is what I bought.
Yeah. All right.
What did you buy? That's really what it is. But
still strange to me.
I'm still. I mean, I don't. Like Snoop said it best. I don't know what it really is.
Well,
but
then they're
I'm
using
to get
it for
the money
business
from
meetings
it.
Too. They're doing like, so you can have like a business meeting in like a VR setting. So instead of like doing it over Zoom, you can have an avatar and do things like that, which is
that makes sense. But that's just like a cartoony Zoom.
Yeah,
I mean, to me that's exactly. Like, still don't want to be in
player
the meeting.
One. That's why I had that scenario, a Ready Player One of like you can really fall in love with someone or like
eventually I think there will be things like that will exist at some point. Will be games that'll be very immersive.
Fun
like
guy
that.
Too. Was it Fun Guy?
What was the one with
Free
Scarlett
guy.
Johansson?
Free guy. Free guy.
Was the
Chose?
It was some movie where it was like some computer.
Oh, Her, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm like, yep. That's what it makes me think of too.
Yeah.
Well, you just mentioned. Wait, I got to tell you about this Alexa story. This is crazy.
I have a friend whose name, her dog, his name is Alexa, and the cat's name is Siri.
That's pretty funny. That's great. So we were talking about, you know, technology becoming crazy and stuff like that. So tell me why some Alexa told a 10-year-old girl to kill herself.
Jesus.
Did you see did you hear that?
No, what?
She challenged. Okay, so it says that Alexa's voice assistant challenged a 10-year-old girl to touch a coin to the prongs of a half-inserted plug.
Wait, what?
So the girl asked Alexa for a challenge to do. Like, let me.
So
this is like a fed up Alexa. She said, plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs.
Lying. This is what she told her mom. Was like, what the hell were you doing?
Well, I don't think she told her mom nothing and she died.
Alexa told me to do this, mama.
Does it save the recordings of what Alexa
said?
Yeah,
that's important.
So it says...
We have transcripts?
She said we were doing some physical challenges like laying down and rolling over and holding a shoe on your foot from a physical education teacher on YouTube earlier. Bad weather outside. She just wanted another one. That's what the mom said. That's when the Echo speaker suggested partaking in the challenge that it had found on the web.
So the mother was within earshot?
Yeah, the mom heard it.
Oh, she heard it. Okay.
So what? It says the dangerous activity. Okay, so it's known as the penny challenge. So it's circulating on TikTok, which is wild. I get my shit pulled down for being black, and people are literally doing the suicide electricity challenge. It says metals conduct electricity, and inserting them into live electrical sockets can cause electrical shocks, fires, and other damage. Okay, now it's just going into...
Who was the one who thought of that challenge? Like, you know it's death.
People are strange.
We all know it's death at this point. Like, there's no other...
This generation loves
nothing else. Wait. So did she do it?
No, the mom mom was there.
Listen,
the mom was doing
with it. Sometimes I think...
That'd be wild.
I might be a terrible mom because even when I have my niece and nephew, like somebody's crying, I ain't tuned it out. So I'm going to look over and I'm like, oh,
look
shit.
Over
and
see her cooked.
She said, what the fuck? What did I say, mommy? What did I say? Mama said.
I can't imagine like hearing that. She'd be like, what did you say?
It said put the penny with the no, turn, unplug that shit.
It's like, something's burning. What y'all burning there?
Have you been electrocuted before?
Yeah, I put my finger in the socket.
Electrocuted
before.
Means that you're dead, but I've never been shocked before. Yeah, the term electrocuted means you died of electric shock.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So what is this
shot.
Right here?
That's being shocked. You got shot. That's being shot.
So if you die, you're shocked. Electrocuted. Yes. Oh. Cam facts.
That's crazy.
Cam facts.
Man.
I've been slightly shocked before.
And I also found out that Taser, the word Taser is the brand.
I didn't know that.
So you can't even say I taser somebody.
Unless
that's
it's a really?
Taser. That's like, you know, Oreo. That's
the
like the
fun
brand.
Facts this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the that's like fun a band-aid.
Facts.
Like,
yeah, you had to use it as a T. A capital T. Yep.
I did not know that. That's not a verb. I thought that meant, what did I think that meant? Something laser. So wait.
What is the actual thing? Is it a stun gun?
Taser? It's a stun gun, yeah. That's
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Taser
is
a brand.
Because
when I was writing the script, and they was like, we don't know what this is. I was like, I Googled, I was like, it's called Taser. Is it a Z? It's like, oh, you got to have capitalized. I was like, oh, it's a brand.
Oh.
Is it? Yeah.
Yep.
Sold by
because I guess when I went to buy mine, it did say it was a stun gun. But technically, okay, so when it comes out, so what does that mean?
You're getting shocked.
You're getting shocked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But we just created Taser.
We just
I know that.
Oh,
so it's like Xerox
tased.
and Kleenex.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like we created the word Debo'd. You just got Debo'd. You
heard
before?
Yeah, from Friday.
I didn't know that Xerox was a brand until like later.
You know what else is? Chapstick.
Yeah.
Chapstick is that's actually the brand. I was like, what? Yeah. I thought it was just a thing of chap.
That's good marketing right there.
When you change the whole game.
When you're first, like Jell-O, anytime you
invented it. No, Yahoo was first. Nobody say, have you Yahoo'd that before?
Google, I think it's the best. It's the best one.
Yeah, Google definitely capitalized off of that.
Oh yeah.
You never say, hey, go. Have you asked Jeeves? Have you explored that
RIP
yet?
RIP to ask Jeeves. Do people still use Yahoo?
Man,
does
Jeeves.
That work? Does the domain still exist?
Let's see.
And there's another one before that. What is the for Apple?
Chrome.
No.
Apple is.
What's that right there?
Safari.
Like, oh, Ask Jeeves is ask.com now.
But you don't Safari. Safari links you to Google.
No,
Jeeves got fired.
Yeah.
Now it's just ask.com. That's crazy. You'd think you'd lose the
that.
Ask and Jeeves, keep the Jeeves.
Jeeves got fired.
Oh, that's what's her face husband.
Jeeves
why
is with,
why we know
Jeeves with McDonald right now.
Jeeves was like, what'd I do? Who the hell is y'all?
No one's asking you anymore.
Everybody used to ask me stuff.
Yeah, right.
me
and my clipboard. We used to help people out. You're a little clip, the little paper clip guy.
Get us our drinks, Jeeves. You're still a butler.
Yes, from Microsoft. Yes.
Clippy?
Yeah, Clippy.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
You could change them too. You could change. You could change it to like a lamp or different things.
That's funny.
Oh dang, they swapped it out.
We gotta bring these dudes back like in a movie or something.
No, we're gonna talk about mascots that got fired.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah,
but real quick, commercial break.
Oh shit!
All right, I can't do a skit for this one because this one's big serious. All right. But real quick, I just wanted to shout out one of the sponsors of this podcast, BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show. Shout out to everybody in the Scary Squad who has hit us up in messages and tell us that BetterHelp has really been helping for you guys. And this month, we are discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people think you should wait until things are unbearable to go to therapy, but that actually isn't true. Therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can help you avoid those lows. Many people think therapy is for so-called crazy people, but therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you recognize that all humans have emotions, and we need to learn to control them, not avoid them. Tahir has been using BetterHelp for a minute now, and he said that, you know, finding new therapists has been easier than ever. Yeah, check it out. It's customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So give it a try. See why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online. And this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and damn internet, you scary listeners. Make sure listeners get 10% off of their first month of BetterHelp. So just go to betterhelp.com/DIYS. That's betterhelp.com/DIYS. Get you 10% off of your first month. All right, let's see what mascots in pop culture have fallen off. I wonder, that sounds like a great list. Because we already know that the Cinnamon
entire
Toast
McDonald's crew.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Damn, except Ronald. And he's used pretty sparingly too. Mm-hmm. Kids aren't really messing with clowns like that anymore.
I tell you, I know for one, do you remember there was three chefs on Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
That's what I was saying. And then it was
one. Right. There were the
then it
guys.
Was one. Now it's just the cereal with with a face.
Wait, what? now their cereals become alive now.
Yeah.
Right. It was three chefs that was making the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And there was also the Soggies with Captain Crunch. Remember that?
Don't remember that. No.
He helped the villains.
Oh,
because
no,
you
know
Captain Crunch has that hard. It was like, get the Soggies out of here. We want our cereal to be fresh.
That's funny.
They were just like,
I do remember the Twinkie guy, and I remember the California Raisins. I would have nightmares.
Yeah. Okay, we got a couple backstories too. Who knew?
Because obviously
a lot of them were racism.
Yeah.
The Lando Lakes butter had the Native American on her knees with the butter.
Oh.
Her name was Mia. Didn't know that.
Oh.
They quietly retired her. They're just like, we do not want this smoke.
That was pretty quiet because they just.
Yeah, because I'm like,
new packaging with no Native.
Well, I mean, Aunt Jemima did all the bells and whistles, and they're just like, we're doing blah, 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 blah. And then they changed it to like something weird. It sounds like a factory. Frito-Lay had Frito Bandito. I've never seen him, but that was retired for obvious reasons.
It's in black and white.
Tropicana had a. Looked like a
Hawaiian woman with oranges on her head.
Oranges on her head. Got rid of that. The Twinkie cowboy.
I do
Twinkie
remember
the kid.
That's harmless.
I do remember that.
Maybe he just
it looks
weird.
Sexual.
What?
Okay.
Because
he's just like a
penis,
long
right?
penis with the cowboy boots on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird how people's minds go to that because I wouldn't have even thought that.
People still making fun of bananas. That's why they get no respect.
Well, they just wanted to focus to target millennial moms instead of the kids.
we got to get to them.
I guess moms
to eat us.
So it wasn't necessarily controversy. It was just people really just abandoned Twinkies. Like, they didn't really like them anymore. They went out of business a couple times. The California Raisins were just too expensive. Who knew that? Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine was playing.
Yeah.
And this was in 86, blah, 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 blah. They were singing and dancing to Grapevine.
That cartoon.
And I guess they just couldn't.
Oh, at first it was Claymation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
that's very expensive.
Yeah.
It said that Raisins actually put Claymation on the map according to Food and Wine, which is a funny thing to be subscribed to, I think.
Wine was like, put me that shit in there too, man. Put me in there.
Raisins sales increased. I always wondered if these things worked.
They actually use real raisins.
I hate raisins.
Really?
They are so raisins. Disgusting.
They're good with, like, in baked stuff,
if
you know?
Or in, like, a trail mix. If you've got
mixed with other stuff.
There, you're good.
But just a handful of raisins.
No,
I like them in
oatmeal. They are disgusting.
Raisin bran.
I didn't even know this. Mr. Peanut was killed off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Didn't he come back as Little Kid Peanut recently?
Little Kid Peanut?
They totally rebirthed him.
Yeah, I'm like, I think that they bought him back.
Is a little monocle on his eye?
He did. I don't think he has the monocle off.
He has the monocle.
Why did they?
That was like a couple years ago.
There's a new one, Peanut Junior.
And he's just Why would they? Why do people
killing
off? Yeah, it comes
8 months after planners killed off the original. Like say they killed. Wow, they did. They killed him. Mr. Peanut's dead.
Yikes.
Yeah, I remember a face from Nick Junior.
Baby Nut. His name's Baby Nut.
Skeet.
Oh, he's cute. I like him.
His name is Skeet.
It's just a little baby nut. Don't worry about it.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Post had a weird, creepy crown named
Jesus.
Crinkles, but that was gone. Post,
I do
had an Asian cartoon character named Sohi because they had rice crinkles as a cereal, which
that's very racist.
Yeah, they get rid of that.
White people
are
so
literal,
man.
Popsicle Pete. Popsicles had a mascot that was just a white kid with a helmet. Aunt Jemima, obvious reasons.
Uncle Ben,
obvious reasons. Okay, so that they just gave a lot of.
But
old,
I remember all
old.
Of them, like the what was the
purple Burger King
dude? No, scroll up. What was the purple dude's name from
Grimace?
Grimace, yes.
And the Hamburglar,
yes.
It says he was a child terrorizing monster. So, I mean, and I guess Ronald McDonald's been creeping people out.
Remember the Noid from Domino's?
Yeah, I was going to say that. And then what was the one that was in the moon?
Oh,
but
that's
that was,
right.
That was still McDonald's, though.
Somebody was in the moon. Oh, here he is.
There he is, yeah.
The Noid.
I had that little toy.
What does
hang
that
on
mean?
A second. The Domino's Noid drove a man to commit robbery and suicide.
Oh, on the suicide part.
What? He
said, not you.
He's trying to kill
like,
me.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it says that in 1989, Kenneth Noid walked into a walked into an Atlanta Domino's with a .357 Magnum revolver, took two employees hostage, and demanded $100,000 in ransom money at a Domino's. During a 5-hour standoff, Noid suffered from schizophrenia and believed the Noid was modeled after him and had been targeted by the pizza chain. The press jumped on the story with headlines like "Domino's hostages couldn't avoid the Noid this time."
That was
they
maybe
played.
He was paranoid.
Yes,
and
I like that.
That's
if it was two of them. It should have been two of them, and they called the Paranoids.
Ooh, but then he killed himself. So.
Yeah.
Then it'd be one Noid.
It said there was a he thought that Domino's was behind a nefarious campaign to ruin him and spent 3 months in a mental hospital and then killed himself because he thought that the Noid was modeled after him. That's crazy.
So you took down a whole franchise. Well, not franchise.
Or just the model. Just they're still around.
The mascot.
No, what took them down was that people said that they meat was from rats.
I didn't hear that one.
Really? That's what we used to say growing up.
I say that about Chinese food.
I didn't know this. I didn't know a lot of this stuff.
Remember Cookie Crisp that had the robbery and the dog?
Yeah.
I do remember Apple Jacks had the Jamaican guy.
The Jamaican guy, I guess.
The Jamaican guy.
I don't
Jamaican
remember that.
Cinnamon stick.
No.
That,
oh, yes. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
the laziest
yeah.
roast
yeah, yeah, yeah.
against me ever.
Damn it.
Wait, what?
Everybody's like, you look like the cinnamon stick. I was like, okay.
I remember that guy.
Taco Bell's Chihuahua, Hispanic community did not like that.
But let me ask you this. If the Chihuahua had a normal voice, is that racist? They took it down because they said it was a stereotype because it's a Mexican dog.
Yeah, because he was personifying. He was like, yo quiero Taco Bell.
So
but he said if he was regular.
If he had a
normal
voice.
Yeah, if he was
voice.
Like, Taco Bell has the best tacos.
But is that Taco Bell, which is a Mexican food?
Yeah, but you don't have to do a stereo. You could just hire a Mexican voice actor.
And he can do it the way he wants to, and they're not directing him. No, do it more.
It doesn't have to be like, yo quiero Taco Bell. Pew, pew, pew. You know what I mean? Like,
what about Speedy Gonzalez?
He was racist too.
Yeah,
a lot of them were racist.
Most and they were written by like white characters, white people, and all of that. Like that's a big thing too.
People around it.
It's not like George Lopez doing a Mexican accent because he's talking about somebody he knows.
Right.
Arby's oven mitt. No one liked
Arby's,
that.
Arby's, yes.
No one liked that.
Arby's is slept on. I don't care what y'all say. Come for me, man. Hey, argue with your mama.
It's buying.
So it's not even about the roast beef. It's the other stuff they got.
Them chicken tenders are fire, and they curly fries.
They got these little, like, fresh sandwiches. I don't know what they call it. They just, like...
Sliders?
No. Not actual burgers. They're, like, just regular sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with, like, It had nothing to do with like roast beef.
I think the only Arby's out here is what on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the last one.
Yep. And I thought that was a that symbol, the hat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a slab of roast beef.
It looked like a hat. Yeah,
I thought it was like rolled up pieces of.
No,
it was a hat.
It was a hat. It,
hat.
It looked like a hat.
It absolutely.
Also,
like
I found out where the name Arby's come from.
Where it come from?
I didn't know that.
Roast beef, Arby's. I'm dropping gems on y'all, man.
The amount of
that's clever
facts that I learned that were great, but I'm never gonna use again.
Right?
It's like, man.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
It's a lot of cool ones. We got. What did we get? We got the moon is the asteroid shield.
Yes.
We.
R&B and Arby's. R&B is Arby's.
R&B is Arby's. Cooking with semen. That wasn't really a fun fact, but.
Baby urine is
clears acne.
Clears acne. Mm-hmm. Ask Jeeves is ask.
Yeah.
No, but y'all remember what I was asking y'all, like Stick Stickly and Face from Nickelodeon? So Face was in the morning. He was the mascot for Nick Jr. And he would say,
Face. Hi,
Face here. Burr. Mm-hmm. And then you had Stick Stickly. And Stick Stickly would do, what is the one
Someone
on
turned
Saturdays?
In Face. On the last hour of the deadline. I liked it, but it was like, oh, so is it the screen?
Right.
Oh, just
yeah.
Kids will love it. Kids will
so
love
said,
it.
So what mascot you got? He said, I gotcha. It better be good, man, because you're on your cutting block. It's called
Face.
Just a face. All right, well, listen, we got to get up out of here because we got another podcast coming in here. I would love to thank you guys for pulling up to the first podcast of the year, 2022.
Hey.
Starting it off with fun facts with Dion and Dom, and of course, Killa Cam behind the scenes, behind the camera. Shout out to Tahir. He will be back next week, I think. I believe so. He'll be back next week. And we didn't do the song, so we'll
you did.
You did. Old McDonald.
You did Old McDonald.
Yeah,
he had
a farm. Shout out to
give him his farm back.
Yeah, shout out to Old McDonald. If
I'm
you guys could let us know what
we
happened,
sign a petition.
What happened to his farm?
Sign a petition to give all the black people their farms back.
Oh,
okay,
and the mule.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Do both. Just do both. But as always, I've been your host, Patrick Cloud. Shout out to the Scary Squad for pulling up. If you are not in the Scary Squad, make sure you sign up for our Patreon. We got them, they get early access to stuff and exclusive content. So pull up and hang out with your boys. I'll see you guys next week. Later.
Toodaloo.
Toodles, loodles.